Hi, this is Duchess Robinson from 8x10 Design, Duchess.pro, and a plethora of other digital marketing companies and just all around digital marketing platforms and products and everything else. So today I want to get into a little more about digital marketing and what it is and how to utilize it, and I'll tell you some things that I discovered, because constantly this ever-changing environment with digital marketing also includes just a lot of things because of AI technology, and it's different realms. There's not just one single thing when it comes to digital AI technology. There's multiple areas when we're talking about AI technology and the constant conversation that I hear about it. I had about 3 meetings today, specifically about just in general digital marketing and how to promote and push one's brand and to create digital footprint. And I not only do it for other people, I do it for my own businesses as well. I have to. So let's get into it. So I went into the hospital December of 2022. I came out of the hospital February of 2023. The whole digital marketing was upside down. You had an enormous amount of things that occurred during this time. The introduction of ChatGPT and open source AI technology. You had the development of Midjourney, Leonardo, and Bing. You also had Bard at the time for Google. You had just a plethora of how people are viewing digital marketing software, how they're viewing your social media, the ever-changing with TikTok, and then you have your TikTok shop, which was mostly pushed even more during the mid-2022 to it has exploded to 2023. And even further now with the streaming on the TikTok platform. YouTube has now introduced some things inside of their own platform. I was introduced as a premium customer where you can interact and play games AI on their platform now. There's so many things. And as digital marketers, you're constantly addressed. You have to constantly address and look at numbers, just numbers, 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 numbers. How are you getting traffic to your website? The impression, the click-through rate, all of those things. Traditional marketing is traditional marketing. Digital marketing is digital marketing. And you have to be careful how you incorporate the two, because you have to incorporate the two. You can't separate it. Conversations that I've had in the last, I say in a month, I've had multiple people talk about, I know AI, I've spoke and I know all about it, and I've done everything about it. And then when it becomes even prevalent to have the conversation, it is generally the basics. It's nothing more than just one realm of it. The interpretation of how to market your product and your business through using the Amazon Echo. How to put your business on there. A lot of the things that I've also am hearing are basically if you are a known brand. the difference between a no brand and one that's just building is too different. There's different realms, just like it's different realms in branding. There's just not, you know, the imagery branding. There's the archetype branding. It's the branding materials. There's branding. There's different forms of branding. There's just not one. People try to equate it that don't know. A lot of the people that I see speaking about it and I look on social media, they speak about one form. They don't speak about all of the forms, but they don't inform people that there's more forms to it. They generally go through the brand material around it, like the logo, the letterhead, stuff like that, with you, the images that you use on there. I even, in an email, and I know this is, I can tell by languages that people don't understand certain things. I received an email about imagery that we're using through AI is going to look the same. No, it doesn't. That's why NFTs was so prevalent. AI does not ever create the same image over. It's not like I can have something and that person can have the same thing. It can utilize the style. It can utilize the color. But it'll never be the same imagery. So when I saw that, nothing. You know nothing about it. I totally tuned it out. You know nothing about it. I had a conversation with someone. I said, well, with your writing and your writing grants, you can use AI to help you. No, I don't want mine to look like everybody else. Again, that's how I know they're not utilizing and they don't understand how to use the platform, period. They're basic. And why am I bringing up these things? Because you can, your own particular level can build a platform utilizing AI tools and technology that is just specific for your and suitable for your needs and no one else. If that be the case, you would have a bunch of imagery that looks the same all over and you don't. I can go on Pinterest right now and I'll never see people who use AI. They don't have the same imagery. It can be almost the same style, but not the same image at all. No matter how you put it, how you bake it. So that goes into digital marketing as well. Everything is not going to look the same. And that's the issue. It's a situation where people are putting their mouths on, and these are supposed to be the marketing experts. I've had people tell me, well, yeah, I'm a social media expert and I've seen them in position. But then I asked them, well, okay, what's your numbers? And their numbers are not good. And I'm telling people that because I'm in the realm of teaching people how to really look inside of when people tell you this. People will tell you that all day long because they can post on social media or they can go on Canva and create Adobe Express and create a design, and then they'll tell you they're a graphic designer at the same time. Nothing wrong with any of these platforms at all. If you can work it, you can work it. There's times I use Canva when I don't want to use Adobe or anything else. There's times where I just want to drag and drop and do stuff easy. I don't want to always have to do something hard. I don't have to create things from scratch. I have templates that I work from sometimes. Specifically, when you work in the graphic design, you have to keep moving. You don't have time to make everything wonderful and fabulous. It's not going to happen. If you think if you're jumping into this particular platform, you can make it good because your skill set is good. You can make it professional. But making everything a masterpiece is not always going to happen. It happens. So you create things that'll help you move along quickly. That's the same thing with AI technology. You don't use it as the end all end. And I think I spoke about this before. You have to make it where it helps enhance your tools and help you utilize what you're doing. So just to go into those things. So numbers, it's always about numbers. When it comes to, when you are a known brand, you have a worldwide commercials, your brand is already known, it's been there for years. Marketing is a little different than it is for a business that doesn't have a footprint, that's building a footprint. You have to create a base of marketing where it makes sense, where you're gravitating and pulling things to make sure it makes sense. Specifically, one of the meetings that I had today was the understanding, and the person I was speaking to, and I was on a Zoom, and I was sharing a screen on the logistics of building and growing traffic and impressions and looking at the numbers to help you market better. This was a breakthrough, and it was a welcoming conversation because that person recognized the way my website and my social media is set up, it will not be able to market like that. That was what we pulled from the conversation. How to have pieces fall together so when you're marketing, it makes sense. You're able to track the analytics and the data the way it's supposed to be set up. People think having a pretty picture and posting it or a pretty video, that's it. How are you tracking how that video and that picture is doing well for you, for the people that are viewing it, for the traffic towards your website, if you do not have it set up properly? If you don't have the proper channels in place, I think I saw the word mechanics. If your mechanics are off and you are a new brand, your whole marketing strategy and footprint is going to fall apart. No way, no how that you put it. Marketing. And I mean specifically, marketing is a level of understanding, luck, and creativity. You got to look beyond numbers. You got to look beyond the traditions of marketing. You got to build. You got to groove. You got to go. You got to do. You got to be. I always tell people who are the experts, look at the numbers. Can you organically sustain the same numbers? And I'm not talking about for just one business. I'm talking about overall, multiple. Organic marketing, no paid, a no name. I'm a no name. I don't do videos. And I don't put my face on a video. But I have garnered so much number and so much money from digital marketing. It's ridiculous. It is. Wow. So let's go on to why I'm pushing Pinterest for brands in general to garner traffic, specifically to understand your traffic, because Pinterest does an excellent job of giving you the statistics that you need. Instagram and Facebook are falling a little behind on it. That's just the truth. Anybody you ask, that's really prevalent in the digital marketing. You realize that, especially new businesses. Why is Pinterest so unique right now? People are pulled by your imagery. I told a person today, you don't need a full website. You need what people want to go to. If you look at the statistic and the analytics of most websites, I've been out of graduate school for digital marketing for I say 10 years now. And it's changed so many ways, it's ridiculous. The thing you have to look at it is people look at the geolocation. So you have to have your geolocation embedded into your website, and you specifically want to use the tools that Google, Bing, and Yahoo gives you to help you geo-target your people for your business or for your organization. Number two, you really have to pay attention to what platforms, because there's a whole lot, but what would be beneficial to you? Which one is working for you? I did a test run of the same videos. I did a test for 20 videos, all under a minute. I ran it on TikTok. I ran it on Instagram. I ran it on Facebook. And I ran it on YouTube. For my particular business, and we're going to go into Black Girls Hair Rock, Instagram did the best. I went from 88,000 up until 190,000 in the same span. On TikTok, I got to 12,000 from 1,025, I think it was. Facebook was always high. So I went from 819 to 825,000. YouTube, a little slower. YouTube, you have to constantly before that pops. So YouTube right now, I gathered about 100 more. And I know for certain things, if I use this video, it's going to work with that. If I put this in there, that's going to work with that. I get up 4 o'clock just about every morning to do research on time and things that are upgrading and changing for digital marketing purposes every morning. I mean, from Monday to Sunday. And I utilize those things. Imagery is okay. I noticed that the videos push me up a little bit more. TikTok is a volume in itself. They want to see more of a person speaking versus slide images. Instagram wants to see slide images versus a talking person. Odd, isn't it? That's weird, isn't it? I found that out. Facebook is the same way. These are just nuances if you do not pay attention when you're marketing and you're doing your digital footprint. These are just certain things that you just have to pay attention to. So when people come to me and talk to me, and believe me, I read experts, I read people, I take in the input, but when you know when something is off. I research everything and I look at everything that I can in order to improve, in order to engage in a conversation to the level somebody is talking to me with. That way we have a clear indication. To me, you know, if I hear something that I know you don't know, I've already pinpoint it. I'll let it commence. And I don't try to down talk anyone when it comes to this, because it's a lot. There's a lot of things that I am learning and I need to learn. And I'm willing to learn. That's the thing. But you're not going to cap me. As the young people say, you're not going to cap me. Because I know that you didn't know based off of, you can say two sentences and I can look at you and say, you don't. Numbers. If you're a marketer, your numbers is always going to back you up. Before I went into the hospital, my Dutchess Robinson, just the profile page, had 40,000 followers. Just 40,000 followers. And that was monetized. And then I had my personal page, which is my government name. And that went down when I went into hospital, Dutchess Robinson. But I also had the Dutchess Robinson marketing page, which had 25 to 30,000. I think it's at 29,000. I have other pages, Black Men in Fashion 250, which we're going to push those numbers up especially on Instagram. That's going to go quick. Black Girls Hair Rock has just blown. So I've been putting a little bit more effort into that because that blown quicker. Specifically, now that I've set up the Pinterest page, it has pushed the traffic to my website, to my Google AdSense is ridiculously high. And I have to set up the other one. At some point, that's going to go into figures that are just astronomical. But just to get up here and to speak about, in general, the opportunity that social media, and again, I'm telling you, please start to recognize, there's a lot of videos on YouTube. Coming this March, I will do a lot more tutorials to put on my Duchess Robinson page because I haven't really touched that too much. I've done some learning, some practical things that I'm helping other people out with, but eventually those projects are going to go into what I needed to go into, and then I can get back into building my digital footprints, which will be a little bit larger because I am going to be a little bit more aggressive with the marketing and the nuances that are out there. Not just as a reference to people who really want to understand how it's going. And again, you know, people come to me, I'm a social media marketer, and I'm looking at their page and they got 300 people on their page. You know, I'm side-eyeing them, not to say that they don't know or they just have, I'm just a little side-eyeing you a little bit, like, okay. But just to get on there, and I'll speak more about Pinterest and I'll give a little bit more about it. I'm probably going to start changing the dynamics of my podcast and do more open-ended more open-ended and live call-ins from the call-in app. And that's another thing. There are platforms online that'll help you podcast, but calling to me is a little bit more because it gives you the flexibility to really get in and dive in and have more engaging conversations in a podcast form. So thank you for listening. This is Duchess Robinson for Duchess.pro. Thank you for listening.